And we saw that last year. I mean, the second half of last year, Dallas was as good as anybody on the field.
Yeah, they finished the season, and had they made the playoffs, which they just missed the playoffs on the last day, they would have been a very dangerous team last year in the playoffs.
How odd is it for you, you know, with the, all your background, with growing up with this team, and you know, you've probably been wanting to see the burn in the playoffs and get to the championship game forever, and now they're here and you want to beat them?
Yeah, it's different, you know. It's kind of an added entity to the game that I wouldn't have expected in my first MLS Cup, you know, not just dealing with the pressure of the game, but the pressure of some of my former teammates and a club that I supported since I was 12 years old, you know. So at the same time, I think it'll make it extra special. You know, I said earlier, I want to be selfish. I want this cup back in Denver. And plus, I got to go to Dallas in the offseason, and I want to be sure I've got that cup with me, you know.
Yeah. Shellis and the karate, the mind over matter, all of that. What have you seen? What kind of examples have you seen of that?
Yeah, I don't think he used any actual examples of that when he was with us. But a lot of players respond very well to that kind of discipline, you know. And he's a little bit, you know, I want to say old school in a way, where you know, you go out and you train hard for as long as you train, you know. And it's hot in the summer there. You know, you can use that to your advantage, especially when other teams come in. And, you know, he does have those discipline methods that the players there have responded well to this season.
You know better than other players. It's glad to see you here.
Good to see you too.
You know better than other players how FD play, how Sheila Hyman is going to show that team.
Yeah.
There is something special that you're going to do personally.
I'm just going to try to play my game personally, you know. David Ferrer is having a fantastic year. Brick Shea and Chavez have been very dangerous the last couple games. I think we need to stay organized. The most important thing is we got to communicate, because they have that explosive offense where some of their players are tough to keep tabs on. They like to drift around a little bit. And communication between the back four and the defensive midfielders is going to be extremely key. And we've gone over video of them plenty of times. We played them twice this year, and we think we're prepared for them.
Have you talked to lately with your friends there?
I haven't talked to him, no. You know, I talked to him a couple times throughout the season, but you know, this is very much business, and we have a healthy respect for each other. But come Sunday night, you know, that kind of goes by the wayside a little bit.
Obviously, you don't miss Dallas because now you're here.
Yeah, exactly, exactly, and. You know, I think I took the trade hard at first because it was tough to leave home. It was tough to leave a family and a club that I had supported since I was younger. But I can't complain about the situation I'm in right now. Colorado opened their doors for me, and I'm extremely excited to be here and extremely excited to be playing in the MLS Cup.
Do you still remember when they let you know that you were no longer with FC Dallas? Because I remember that Pablo Vincieri said that he never liked how they treated you.
Yeah, I remember. It was a tough moment for myself. It was the first time I'd been traded. I didn't know what it was going to be like. But, you know, at the same time, I have a lot of respect for the club. I have a lot of respect for Shellis. And that's sports. You know, that's business. That's life sometimes. And like I said, I can't complain about where I am right now. Yeah.
What's the adjustment like going to coach Gary Smith?
It wasn't a tough adjustment, but they are different coaches. You know, Gary's very much a student of the game, X's and O's guys. You know, I got traded, and 3 days later I was in the starting lineup for him, you know, so I didn't have really an adjustment period. But Gary's been great. He's very much a player's coach. You know, keeps guys happy, keeps morale high, and obviously he's done a great job since he's taken over there.
What sort of wisdom has he been able to share with you guys heading into this MLS Cup? You know, what kind of stories from his past, etc.?
Yeah, he, you know, coming up in the or being involved in the Arsenal system, you know, he's been a part of some big games, and you know, he knows that this is no different. So, you know, here and there he will, you know, we've talked about the press, we've talked about the media, we've talked about the fans. You know, get your tickets sorted out early, get your family sorted out early, because we got a big game here. And we all definitely want to enjoy the moment, and he wants to enjoy the moment, but we want to be sure we don't, you know, forget what we're playing for, which is a big one.
In the seedings, you guys are considered the underdog. But do you guys consider yourselves underdogs in this game?
I think so. You know, Dallas lost four games all year, and they're playing extremely well here. And they went 19 games without losing a game. And so, you know, if you step back and look at the season as a whole, yeah, you can call us underdogs. But we tied both games against them in the regular season, games that we felt we matched up well against them. And so we're just going to come out the first 20, 25 minutes, try to put a lot of pressure on them and see what we can do from there.
You know, having been with Dallas, what does Colorado need to do to overcome? You got the draws. What is it going to take to get the victory?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think in both draws we had opportunities to win the games. And so, when it does come down to, you know, can you put the ball in the back of the net? You know, can you keep them out of the net? It's going to be the little things. And in a big game like this, a lot of times you see a scrappy game with few opportunities. And, you know, I'll put Omar and Connor up front, to score goals any day. And so if we can get one, great. If we can get two, fantastic. And, you know, defensively we've got to communicate, keep an eye on their dangerous players, which they have plenty, and like I said, put away our opportunities.
You're talking about